This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. We're back. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Here's what's going on in Dorchester County. There seems to be a brand new national policy emanating from the Obama administration to cease planting of any genetically modified seeds on any national refuge, meaning the termination of planting crops to benefit wildlife, like Blackwater Refuge in Dorchester County. Now, genetically modified organism is seeds that have had their genetic makeup altered by replacing certain genes with genes from a totally different species with the hope the resulting plants will have certain desirable characteristics, resistance to certain diseases and things like that. Now, what does this mean to migrating waterfowl and other animals? What does this mean to sika deer? What does this mean to white-tailed deer? What does this mean to any critters on Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge? Well, we're not sure. We're not sure. This is brand new, and there are some folks that are concerned about this in Dorchester County. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to see what we can do here on a political level to try and work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to see where we need to go with this. Now, hand in hand with that, also in Dorchester County, the illustrious Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, hello Ben, has secured passage of a bill in the U.S. Senate designated a Harriet Tubman National Park in Dorchester County, encompassing an estimated 25,000 acres of publicly owned and privately owned land. Now, right now it's bottled up in the House because of the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus and Foundation efforts. But President Obama has issued a presidential proclamation. That would be an executive order. Designating certain public lands in Dorchester County as a Harriet Tubman National Monument. National monument status does not entail privately owned lands, whereas a national park does entail both public and private lands. Here's the concern. If Blackwater Refuge is prohibited by a new national policy from planting crops for wildlife, then could not a national park for Harriet Tubman, encompassing some 25,000-plus acres, impose similar restrictions on both agriculture and forestry on these designated national park lands? I'd like to hear from the folks in Dorchester County what you think of this. I'd like to hear from sika deer hunters what you think of this. There is a strategy that's being formulated on that, and I just wanted to explain that to you to show you what kind of issues we're up against here in Maryland. You know, we're already working on the Sunday hunting thing, and that is going along well as far as our strategy is concerned. And we'll have more for you on that, not only on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, but also here on the Outdoors and Radio Show next week. There's a stakeholder meeting on Wednesday that's been called for by the General Assembly. DNR is required to publish a report by the end of the year on the overpopulation of white-tailed deer in Maryland. And this stakeholder meeting is to address that. Once again, we think that the Maryland Hunting Coalition and you and I, who are members, should be not just the final victims of policy instituted by lawmakers and wildlife officials. We think that as hunters, we should have a say. we think that our input should be influential because we are the constituents. We are the voters. We the people. You see? We've allowed ourselves to fall into this top-down thing, you know, where decisions are made at the top in the halls of Annapolis, and then, you know, through the state agencies, and then they, you know, they rain down upon us as the innocent bystanders who are expected to abide. And of look, if a wildlife decision is made based on science, I'm all for it. If a wildlife decision is made based on a, as we say on our website, political ambiguities, well, we're not all for it. And we're going to talk about it. And we're going to stand up against it. And we're going to let our voices be heard. And if you'd like to let your voice be heard, like you're hearing my voice right now, I urge you to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And it's very simple to do. You just go on the website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's a join button there. You click the join button. You put your email address, your name, address, and not necessarily your phone number, but your name and address in there. And if you want to check some boxes on what you're interested in, you hit the submit button, and you'll get a nice little notice that you've joined. Now, not only are you invited to join, you're welcome to support. We got a message from our friends at PayPal today that Robert sent us a contribution, and we appreciate that. You can do that through our PayPal account, or you can do that through our post office box, and that's 451 Sykesville, Maryland, 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition, or MHC Incorporated if you want. Send us a check right there. We hired a lobbyist. We hired Bill Miles to represent us, to be our advocate in Annapolis. Bill has a wealth of experience, and if you have any questions about that experience, again, the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Bill's profile is on there. His picture's on there. We've got the profiles and photos of most of the board members and advisors. We've got all their names on there, and I think you'll see that we put together a pretty widespread group of people from all aspects of the hunting community. So therefore, we would invite you to join us. If you're a hunter in Maryland, you can register to vote. October 14th, by the way, is the last day to register to vote for this year's general election, the governor's race. You can still register to vote. And I talked to somebody the other day, and I'm not going to tell you who, but it was very interesting. Person's in the business, very, very affected by rules and regulations when it comes to hunting. And here's how that went. You know, I never did register to vote. Why? Well, I want to get called for jury duty. Well, if you're under the mistaken impression that if you register to vote, you're going to get called for jury duty, just go ahead and check that wallet, because you've got a driver's license. That's where the list comes from. That's correct. You don't have to be registered to vote to get called to jury duty. If you have a driver's license, or any other list that you're on in Maryland, and it could be your fishing license or your hunting license, you could get called to jury duty. It's no big deal. I've been there a couple times. Yeah, it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient. You know what? Your job can live without you for half a day. You know what? Your number might be too high when you call in the day before to see if you have to go. So it is also your civic duty, by the way. You talk about crime. You know, well, I don't want to do jury duty. Well, you talk about crime. Why don't you get on a jury and make a decision and become influential in that jury and help the process that men have fought and died for, men and women have fought and died for in this country from its founding? You can register to vote. You can register to vote on the mdhuntingcoalition.org website. So, there we are. That's what we're up against. Totally change the subject. Got a notice here from a top cable network. Seeks America's backwoods philosophers. Modern-day frontiersmen in the spirit of Henry Thoreau, who survive in the wild, off the land, and embody their own unique philosophy of life. These renegades live by their own code, not dependent on modern society. Are you one of these backwoods philosophers? Do you live off the grid and by your own rules? Do you have a strong philosophy of life that defines who you are and how you live? Do you have a larger-than-life personality and endless pearls of wisdom to share? Then we want you. If you consider yourself a backwoods philosopher or know someone like this, please contact our team, and you can call 646-663-3531 and mention Backwoods Casting. This is a major cable news network. They're going to put together a Backwoods Philosopher show. Now, here's my question. If you're living off the grid, self-sustaining and things like that, would you really have an email address? I'm just asking. Would you have an email address? I mean, I can give you the email address, and you can request it by contacting me, Ellis, at ellisoutdoors.com. Well, I can give it to you. svproductioncasting@gmail.com. svproductioncasting@gmail.com. There you go. So if you want to be a mountain man or backwoods philosopher, you live off the grid, you're self-sufficient, you have pearls of wisdom to share, you know, you can be on TV. Just email us. I'm sorry, it just kind of cracks me up. Okay, where have we got? We got Blackwater, talked about the hunting coalition, we talked about being a mountain man. And I haven't gotten a phone call to go on the air for a free muzzleloader. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and phone number. Go on the air with me. And Bethany, can you open up your mic? No, can't hear you. Not yet. No, I can't hear you. I don't know if the listeners can hear you or not. See, you don't know how to do that. She's brand new. It's all right. I was trying to get your voice on the air so that our mostly male audience could hear you, and you would entice them to call. Huh? You're going to try it again? All right.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
That's much better.
I can't hear you. That's
okay.
Thing.
All right.
But you guys should call in because I'm lonely right here.
And, oh, my gosh!
I'm just kidding. But, no, seriously, give us some phone calls.
There you go. Thanks, Bethany. Appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged. 1-800-922-6680. And while you're calling and Bethany's getting your name, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I want to tell you, it's hunting season. If you haven't gotten your gun fixed yet that you broke last year, it's time to do that because it's getting crowded in the gun shop. They have a full-time gunsmith, and Lawrence does a great job. If you need a new firearm or if you want to buy a new scope, upgrade your scope, they can mount that scope for you. They can put it on their bore sighting device and bore sight it for you. Get you at least on paper when you go to the range to sight it in. I want to just tell you that they've got great services. If you're going to do some fall fishing and you've worn out your line from fishing all spring, they can wind line. I always have trouble with that. Wind new line on your spool like they did for me when I went to Deep Creek. I got a 50-pound braid put on one of my bait casters to fish for those pike. And you know what? I've never fished braid before, but I like it. So listen to them. They are experts at what they do. Gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, rod and reel repair, line winding, you got it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. By the way, they sell firearms, too, for every season and for home protection, if you like. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108 is that phone number, 242-6108. Now, if you're heading to the Eastern Shore, you owe it to yourself to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, located right there across the Bay Bridge, Route 50, exit 39B, that's 39B, Dominion Road. Everything you need for archery. If you bust a bowstring, they'll take care of that. If you need some arrows, if you shoot one away and can't find it, they'll replace them, cut them, and match everything you've got. Parker bows and crossbows, Excalibur, Barnett, Mission, Carbon Express crossbows, Matthews solo cam bows, firearms for waterfowl and small game, black powder guns, too, for muzzleloader season, camo clothing by Drake and Under Armour, Bubba Blade knives, and the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. And don't forget fish and tackle, live bait, and crabbing supplies at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. And while you're down there duck hunting next Saturday, on the 11th, the Crisfield Outdoor Expo featuring John Godwin, that's right, A&E Duck Dynasty star, is Saturday, October 11th, at Summers Cove Marina in Crisfield from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. Retriever demonstrations, duck calling demonstrations, and good food. Contests include duck pick and bow and arrow, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. That's CrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or Facebook for more information. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi there. I'm here for my flu shot, and I heard there's an option for people 65 and older.
There is, but you actually have to be 65.
Very flattering. Thanks. I'm Judith Light. You know who I am, right? I just turned 65, and I know your immune system gets weaker with age, and I don't want to miss a day of work or risk spreading the flu to other people.
Well, I don't think we've met before, but what I do know is you can't be 65.
Okay, what if I said I only have one life to live and I need protection against the flu?
Nope.
No? How about who's the boss of my health? I am. Flu season is here, and people 65 and older need to ask about the vaccine made specifically for their age. Flu vaccination is especially important for people with chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu.
I'm so sorry about that. I thought you were like 35.
Don't apologize. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor about vaccine options for people 65 and older.
Now you can hear Talk Radio 680 WCBM anywhere in the world. Don't miss a word from your favorite hosts. Stream us online at WCBM.com or listen on your smartphone. Download the app today.
Just a little too late. With his breezy arms, he can get it on.
George Jones. High-tech redneck. That's the guy that's going to answer that casting call. Okay, we've got, let's see, we got Ted in Kent Island, Paul in Greensboro. Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted to give you a quick call and give you a little update what's going on in the Eastern Bay of Kent Island. Looks like we've had a little bit of a transition over the last week. We were getting a lot of nice-sized rockfish, the 20 to 22, 24-inch.
Nice.
And my favorite, the blues.
Oh, yeah.
The wonderful blues. They were there all last week. And what's happened the last couple of days, it seems like things really transitioned down from those big blues to, like, the smaller 8 to 12-inch blues. And they the bigger boys have moved off towards, like, Poplar Island, Thomas Point.
Okay.
So things are changing.
Is that temperature-related, you think?
I really don't know, because I really haven't seen a big temperature change. But, you know, I'm only able to measure the temperature at the top end of the water. That's right about 71 to 70 feet, starting at the shallows. Starts to hit like 75, 76.
Maybe it's a salinity thing.
It very well could be a salinity thing coming on.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing, I've been trying this new lure. It's new to me. I know it's been around a little bit, but like the Z-Men, the little shads.
Yeah.
I got to say, I love them. I love them. I love them. I can get, 25 bluefish on one Z-Men, and they're not tearing them up. You couldn't do that with a regular BKD or something like that.
Oh, no, uh-uh.
So. I just can't say enough good things about them. I wish more people carry them.
Okay, well, keep trying.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Well, thanks. I appreciate that update. Are you in the drawing for the muzzleloader?
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, I did. But I had talked to Bethany, gave her my info, and I'll be...
Yeah, you don't have to talk about hunting. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, so cool. All right, man. Thanks, Ted.
You take care. Have a great day.
See you. You too. Bye-bye. I like that guy's enthusiasm. Paul in Greensboro, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just wanting, first of all, I wanted to get entered into that muzzleloader drawing.
I think you're in. Yep.
And the other thing I want to talk about is getting people to register to vote.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do it. How are we going to get people out there?
All we can do is talk about it, keep encouraging them to do it. I think what you need to tell them primarily is if you got a driver's license, you're already on the list for jury duty. So may as well register to vote and go exercise that right that you have to go vote. I mean, you know, people go, oh, this guy's in office, that guy's in office, you can't do this, you can't do that. Did you vote? Nah, I don't vote. Oh, they're all crooks. Oh, they're all liars. You know, you hear all the moaning and groaning and bitching and complaining, but nobody wants to register to vote to do anything about it.
And so many of them say, well, I figure my vote's not going to count anyhow.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to count.
Well, it does. Every one of them counts.
Exactly.
And you know what? If you vote the opposite of somebody that you know, your vote cancels theirs.
That's it. You got it.
I know it.
If you don't vote at all, you're basically voting for the other party anyway.
Here's the deal with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We are working with the bipartisan caucus in the General Assembly, Democrats and Republicans.
That's great.
By our Articles of Incorporation, our bylaws, we have to be nonpartisan. We are not allowed, by our tax status, we're not allowed to endorse a political candidate. We're not allowed to support a party. But, we can certainly work with people on an individual basis. So we're not political animals in that regard. We're more so when it comes to the General Assembly and working with the collective group. So we do have to be bipartisan, nonpartisan, whatever it is, for the Hunting Coalition, because it's both R's and D's that make decisions that affect hunters. And that's all I really care about when it comes to working with the General Assembly.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, no matter what party they're in, just as long as they listen to you when you...
That's right.
Put something up. That's the main thing.
Yep. All right, buddy. Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Paul. See you later. Bye-bye. Frank in Trap, Maryland. How you doing, my buddy?
How you doing, Al? Alan. Good morning.
Good. I was up through Washington County, Hancock. I went right by the old stomping grounds the other day, so I thought about you when I was driving up the road.
And that tree, I hope.
Well, I didn't get quite that deep into it, but yeah, I know about that tree.
That's why I'm calling, Alan. I'm not sitting at that tree anymore. It is the most perfect setup. You ain't got a turkey yet. I'm going to practically guarantee you'll get yours if you sit there.
Oh, man. All right.
I'll go as far as to say that you don't even need to call because, Alan, there are roamers, and I sat there last season, and I listened to all these guys around me, and you could tell that they weren't real birds, and the birds just seemed to gravitate away from them, and that's how I got it. You know?
I do.
Do hardly any calling at all. I remember your buddy last time you had him on, that turkey expert. He said your minimum is your maximum.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Sometimes it is. Yeah, exactly. You just kind of wait for them, and you know, a couple little yelps or purrs, real light. They know you're there. They can hear you, no question.
Yeah. When they were sneaking up on me, I noticed that they were doing that soft purr, I guess you would call it. And I got that slate call out, and I got it down. And I was amazed at how soft they were calling, but how far away they were.
Yep.
Yeah. And yep. When I spotted them, yeah, it's like wow.
They sit on the roost and they do those tree calls, you know, and that's meant for, hey, where are you? You know, I'm awake, you know, everybody good, that type of thing. And, you know, and you mimic that tree call and that's meant to carry hundreds of yards. And that's just a really, really, really soft call. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think your buddy said if they're 150 yards away, they can still hear you.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Yeah, that was Tracy. So he got picked for a moose hunt in New Brunswick this year. I haven't heard how he did, but I'll find out. So
wow, I'd like to know.
After 15 years of entries.
Hey, Alan, the other thing about turkeys, down there in Sherwood going toward Tillman Island,
yeah,
you may have seen them. There's a flock of six or seven gobblers.
Yep.
Two of them are white with black beards. Two of them, or three of them are speckled.
Yep.
And it looks like two that have natural coloring, but there's not one hen with them.
I know. I saw those white gobblers down there a couple of years ago. They've been there for a while.
Quite a while. I was wondering, what's the odds that DNR would transplant a half a dozen hens there and get a population?
No, that you don't have to worry about that. If there's gobblers, there's hens. They're going to be there.
I've never, ever seen one with them. And I'm down there every 2 weeks now for the last 6 years.
Yep.
Never seen a hen.
Yep. They'll be there. Don't worry.
Well, anyway, good hearing you. I'm in the contest.
Yep. Okay, buddy. Sounds good.
No pencil in opening day for the turkey.
I'll try to do that this coming year. Don't forget to remind me, though.
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank.
Take care, my friend.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, these days, as busy as we are, I am just, who knows what's going to happen. You know, I do have to make a living, too. With the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, the Outdoors and Radio Show. And we're grateful to our sponsors, you know, like the folks at Bass Pro. This is new for them to advertise with us on a special event, and that's Bass Pro Shops at Arundel Mills welcomes you to meet professional hunter. That'd be my friend Bob Folkrod and all of his friends on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, and that's going to be Sick of Deer Sunday. If you're a passionate sick of deer chaser like I am, Bob Folkrod has taken the largest sick of deer stag ever filmed by a national television show. And you know what? You can see that video. Never seen before. That's an exclusive deal. Sick of deer hunters and specialized sick of deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive Maryland Little Elk. On Sunday, October 19th, someone or two we'll win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show at Bass Pro Shops at Arundel Mills on Sick of Deer Sunday, October 19th. Starts at 11. Chesapeake Outdoors, located just across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B, Dominion Road. They are your headquarters for fishing and hunting supplies. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Bow season, rocking and rolling, anything you need to replace any problems you've got, strings, arrows. If you're tired of your old crossbow and you want to buy a new mission, you can do that, a Barnett, a Parker, an Excalibur. Firearms for waterfowl and any small game shooting you want to do, even deer slug guns. They do carry those great H&R single-shot shotguns, too. Scope mounting, bore sighting, muzzle loaders coming up. They've got that. Camouflage clothing by Drake and Under Armour, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Early duck season starting next Saturday. You name it, they've got it for fish and tackle, live bait, and crabbing supplies. Even carry those Bubba Blade knives if you like to fillet and release. 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Right there on Kent Island, their courteous and friendly staff will be more than glad to help you with anything you're looking for. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
Cold front moved across the region last night as it continues to push eastward today off the coast. Improving weather for us. We're starting out cloudy. Still a chance for a few showers here this morning. Clouds will break up and give way to sunshine for us this afternoon. A bit breezy this afternoon. West to northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies, chilly tonight, 42. Sunny and 63 Sunday. Sunshine, low 70s Monday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Remember the clapper with the ad jingle? Clap on, clap off. It was a gizmo that could be used to switch lights on and off with a clap of the hands. Today we've got smartphones for that. So now it's app on, app off. Engineers figured out how to build wireless antennas and computer chips into the base of energy-saving LED light bulbs. The bulbs used to cost upwards of $100, but General Electric has come out with a 60-watt replacement bulb that costs $15. Smart bulbs can be programmed to wake you in the morning, turn on when you're coming home, or change the mood to romantic dinner with a click on your phone. They can sync up with thermostats or TVs, manage themselves to save electricity, and even alert you when there's a fire. The hard part is keeping things simple. In many ways, the smart bulbs are still catching up with the clapper. When you turn over control of your lights to an app, the basic act of turning on a light can become slow and complicated. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to prescription medications, it's essential to apply safe practices to protect your health and safety. To avoid misuse and abuse, never share or borrow medication. Keep your prescriptions out of the wrong hands by storing them in a lockbox and disposing of medication properly. Finally, understand your prescription information. Don't be afraid to ask your pharmacist and doctor for help. And if buying prescriptions online, be sure to use VIPS accredited pharmacies. Learn more at awarerx.org, a public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy Foundation.
Congratulations, Buck Bomb, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410 WCBM 680 or 1 800 WCBM 680.
At the tackle shop, I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of bass destruction.
All right, weapons of bass destruction. Oh, yes. Hey, I want to thank you for joining the Maryland Hunting Coalition this morning. I saw a membership come through. I saw a contribution from Robert. I saw a contribution from Harold. And I'll tell you, somebody set up an account that will help us month to month to month. You can actually do that on our PayPal account on the on the website, on the MD Hunting Coalition website. I think that's fantastic. I saw a commercial the other day from the Humane Society of the United States. Do you know if you'd pay them just $19 a month, no puppies will ever be kicked again? That's true. $19 a month for the Humane Society of the United States. Give me a break. These are the people that want to kill our hunting privileges. It is rumored that these are the folks behind the no lead in firearms ammunition for the state of California, coming to a state near you, probably where your feet are right now. Let's talk to, we got a lot of callers here. Hallert, is it Hallert in Towson?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Pretty heavy stuff there, Mr. Allen.
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
I've got two simple questions. I'm in the market to buy a new open face spinner reel and rod.
Yes, sir.
And what I want to know, I want about a 6, 6.5 foot.
That's a good one, yep.
But how flexible should the rod be for bass, perch, and catfish?
You want something with a pretty strong butt section and a fast-action tip. Now, that all depends. If you're going to be fishing crankbaits, that's a little softer action for bass. But if you're going to be a generalist, you want a medium rod, medium action, with a fairly stiff butt right there at the handle. You want your handle to go all the way through the reel seat so that you can feel the sensitivity of the rod through the reel seat, and you want a fast action tip so you for a quick hook set.
Because I noticed a couple of rods and reels I put them on my hand and I shook them.
No, that doesn't do anything.
I couldn't tell what was going on.
No, you're shaking the rod, that's done. You don't do that anymore. What you do is you take that rod and you just lightly touch it to the ceiling. And if it has a fast action tip, that tip will bend pretty good. But if you take that and just scratch it against the wall or the ceiling just lightly, just on the tip, and you can feel how sensitive that is through the butt. And also take the advice of the guy behind the counter, especially if he's a fisherman. If he's not a fisherman, find somebody who is. And that's why I always recommend the independent shops.
Okay, and the fishing pair, that's the correct fishing pair, I think it is. What kind of fish you guys hook up with down there in the summertime, this time of year? What can you expect to get off that pair fishing off of there?
Where's that?
I think it's called Lefty Craig Fishing Pier.
Oh, you're talking about Cambridge, Bill Burton Fishing Pier?
Yeah, Bill Burton, yeah.
Close, same paper, different guy. Yeah, white perch, it's good for white perch. You'll catch a few catfish, perhaps, maybe some small rockfish, and possibly some spot.
I was going to go for some large channel cats, that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's the Chester River. That's the Upper Bay or the Chop Tank.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, you have a safe trip on your hunting trip there.
I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you very much. All right, Alec. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to, we got Ann in Baltimore coming up next, but first let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay. Gone out this morning, similarly situated to you, to look for the deer that I found last night.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the blood trail and it goes so far and then it rains. That's
almost no blood trail.
Oh, yeah. Well,
crossbow, complete pass-through.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. Expandable blade, all three blades opened up.
Oh, yeah. Everything opened up. Everything worked.
Lighted knock, the whole deal.
No, I'm not that techie yet. But.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just started shooting them this year. I had them on the bow, on the arrows last year. I will not ever go back to anything else. Unless it's, you know, simply early morning or something like that. But that lighted knock is just spectacular.
Yeah, well, you know, they're never really hard to find on the ground. It's just the deer. I went to where the deer was last seen, and zigzag and zigzag and zigzag, and it gets dark in the woods quicker than
very much so. Yep. So yeah, that I always recommend taking one or two flashlights with you, good ones. So absolutely, yeah. Unfortunately, that happens in hunting. I'm sure they'll find them this morning when the guys go out to look, and we'll just wait for a phone call. I'll be up there a little later in the day, but there are guys going out right first thing this morning, and hopefully we'll have a happy result.
Yeah, I'll be out in a bit once the sun comes up. Try again.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good luck, Tony. Last night wasn't that warm. Hopefully, if it took a while for the deer to expire, you'll still be able to get some of the good meat off of it.
Yeah, it might be okay.
So. I think. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
So. Yep.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Take it easy.
See you. Bye-bye. There we go. Ann in Baltimore. Good morning. How are you, Ann?
I'm fine, Alan. I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed your article on squirrels that was in your magazine.
Oh, that was Tom O'Connell with the kids. Absolutely. Yeah.
It was fantastic. I grew up in Carroll County eating squirrel, rabbit, venison, everything. And when I saw the article, I just laughed because my mother used to fry squirrel in lard. We did our own butchering.
Yeah.
And it was out of this world. And your article was so good about the kids and the Brunswick stew. We made ours a little different, but I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to tell you because it was a really good article.
It was very well written, very detailed.
Super.
Yep. I was hoping for a good article on squirrels, and I asked Tom because he would always send me pictures of his kids, you know, with the squirrels, and I said, okay, you got to write a story, and he did a super duper duper job. You know, we almost made it a two-parter, but I thought, you know, this story's so good and continues along so well, we'll just take the space and do that. And yeah, we got rave reviews on it. So
it brought back a lot of really great memories for me because my brother would make, when he got older, my brother made a squirrel, what he called squirrel stew.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little different than what your recipe was, but it was, you know, it still brought back a lot of memories for
me. How about squirrel pot pie?
That was one of the things that my mother made.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, squirrel and pot pie. My grandmother, my grandfather was a great squirrel hunter. He could give up.
Oh, my dad
He
was
could
too,
care
absolutely.
Less about deer. He couldn't care less about deer. And he he just loved his squirrels, you know.
Wow.
And I think his early on, I think my grandfather was the one that instilled the passion for hunting in me. So.
Well, I appreciate we enjoy your magazine anyway.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to tell you, it just brought back some really great memories. My husband and I picked it up at Bullock's down in Westminster.
Oh, yeah.
We live in Westminster.
Yep, exactly.
And so I was a little scared to call in, but I have a treatment every month at Hopkins.
Yep.
And I thought, I'm was listening to you, and I thought, I'm going to call and tell him just how good that article was.
Well, I appreciate that. See, it wasn't painful at all to call, was it?
Not as bad as I had expected, no. You have a great day.
All right, Ann. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Look, if you're a hunter or fisherman, you owe it to yourself to stop by. They've been around since 1957. That's a long time. And in that time, they have accumulated a lot of firearms and a lot of expertise when it comes to firearms. They have great scopes, too. Zeiss, Nikon, and Leopold. I just put a new Leopold on my shotgun that I use for my management hunts, and I am loving it. Good optics is better than I mean, you got to have good optics on your firearm, your rifle, your shotgun, your deer shotgun. So make sure you stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop there. There are some rebates on some Browning firearms you might want to take a look at. Any gunsmithing you need done, and of course, we don't want to let the fishermen out. You can call the fishing hotline for the latest report. They've got all the live bait and tackle, line winding, and everything else you need for fall fishing. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And for fishermen, it's the fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH. Hey, the Chrisfield Outdoor Expo featuring John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty is Saturday, October 11th, next Saturday at Summers Cove Marina in Chrisfield from 10 to 7. The Chrisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. Retrievers and duck calling demonstrations and good food, too. Contests include duck picking, bow and arrow contest, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. I'm growing my beard as fast as I can. I want to see if I can look like Phil. What do you think? No? Okay. Well, anyway, visit Chrisfield Outdoor Expo on Facebook or visit ChrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or their Facebook page for more information. And another special event coming up on Sunday, October 19th. Join professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, actually starts at 11, for Sick of Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops in Arundel Mills. Bob Folkrod has taken the largest sicket stag ever filmed by a national television show right in Dorchester County, and you can see the exclusive video. Sick of Deer hunters and specialized Sick of Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive little elk. Now, someone or two will win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card courtesy of the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Sick of Deer Sunday. That's October 19th, starts at 11 at Bass Pro Shop in Arundel Mills. October 19th, be there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
We are back. Maybe if you get in there real quick, 410-922-6680, we can get one more entry into the muzzleloader contest, but it's got a contest. It might be just say hi on the air. Get your name and phone number. We're giving away a free muzzleloader It's the Optima, great muzzleloader. You can go to CVA.com. I'll tell you something. These folks are great to work with. I know Dudley McGarrity, the CEO, and we have personal conversations and talk about elk hunting with a bow. And, you know, the CVA is a very generous company and very helpful to the Outdoors and Radio Show. And they provide these muzzleloaders, the shipping and everything else, just so that they can get their name out there. And as a matter of fact, we mentioned Bass Pro Shop earlier. They are actually the largest CVA retailer in the country, our own Bass Pro Shop at Arundel Mills. So, you know, CVA is glad to promote their product through the Outdoors and Radio Show. And you know, I've got two or three CVAs. I think three. No, four. Excuse me. I have four CVAs. I got their new handgun, too. So I'm looking forward to shooting that and using that this season. So CVA, great folks. CVA.com and see all their products. They're giving away an Optima. They didn't tell us what model. They said, give us the option to ship, you know, one of the models we have in stock. But you know what? Free muzzleloader is a free muzzleloader, and you can win it, too. So that's that. We got Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Good morning. Did the Maryland Fishing Challenge start again yet?
Oh, yeah. It started the day after Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 2015. Yep. I thought we made that clear, but apparently not. Now we did.
I think they really need on your visit to the store to have you promoting it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, would help out and everything.
Yeah, I'm sending them a proposal here next week, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, they need somebody to really, you know, to plug it and everything, and you got the expertise to do that.
Thanks, Andy.
When are you going to Annapolis?
during the General Assembly to testify on hunting legislation.
Yeah, we need somebody on fishing, too.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Thanks, Andy. See you, buddy. Thanks. Well, there's the music. Unfortunately, the last caller didn't make it in time. But there's always next week. We'll have a muzzleloader contest. We'll draw it on the last Saturday of the month. That's how that goes. So we take everybody's entrance. Everybody gets a ticket. We put your name in a hat. We mix them up. Pull one at random. Somebody wins. Hey, if you can, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you next week. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's